60 years ago, when I was a teenager, and the Nakba happened, fell on our heads, I wouldn't have imagined that the Nakba would continue until the present day. The Nakba has not stopped. It is continued and is in progress in the West Bank, where the settlers devour day after day more of the Palestinian lands. It is continued in the Gaza Strip, where people live under siege, where children don't find something to eat, where mothers cannot buy medication for their children, where women are killed with their children while they have breakfast. This is a continuation of a Nakba that I still remember.
We demand clean air and clean water for Palestinian and First Nations peoples. We demand the end to racist military, policing, and economic practices. From Turtle Island to Palestine, occupation is a crime.
Thank you, Assam. You know, 60 years ago, Palestinians were dispossessed and ethnically cleansed from their homeland. The Zionists thought that that's the end of it. But the Palestinians, who were separated physically from their homeland, kept Palestine in their hearts. And when an idea is in your heart and in your mind, nobody can erase it. And more than that, we have now across the world millions of people who have Palestine in their heart and in their mind. And that's why we have across Canada rallies like this in the major cities, where most Canadians from all backgrounds have joined together with the Palestinian community to commemorate this event.
Very much to Palestine House, to the Coalition Against Israeli Apartheid, and to all the members of the Palestinian community for organizing this important rally, for inviting us to speak. First of all, on behalf of the Canadian Union of Public Employees Ontario Division, I want to acknowledge, which something that has already been said today, the resistance, the resilience, and the courageous fighting spirit of the Palestinian people, who despite forced expulsion and ethnic cleansing in 1948, despite decades of the worst, harshest military occupation, and despite being discriminated as second and third class citizens under Israeli apartheid, Palestinians continue to exist as a people 60 years after the Nakba, holding steadfast to their goal of self-determination and justice. Let's give it up for the Palestinian people. The fact that there are so many of us here from different communities commemorating the Nakba is a powerful testament to this Palestinian resistance. And our presence here is irrefutable proof of the reemergence of the Palestinian solidarity movement. And this movement is building and growing, as has been mentioned, in universities, in high schools, in communities, and in unions in Ontario and across Canada. I want to mention and focus a little bit on the solidarity with Palestinians in the labor movement. Rafif already mentioned QP Ontario in 2006 passed Resolution 50 supporting the Palestinian people's right to self-determination, including the right of return of Palestinian refugees and supporting a boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaign. In mid-April, the Canadian Union of Postal Workers became the first Canadian union, the first union, national union in North America, to implement another resolution in support of the Palestinian people, in support of the right to self-determination, in support of the refugees to return.
I speak to you from Minute Nobles in Legal Toronto, and refugees, migrants, and allies insist that the Palestinians will return home. They will not return to the occupied territories. They will not return to concentration camps. They will not crawl past checkpoints and booths. They will not become second-class citizens. The Palestinians will return to their homes. Like migrants everywhere, the people of Gaza are breaking down prison walls. They are tearing down border fences. They are wrenching out